Back to Big Bang. I cannot talk today. I should not be recording a podcast. But back to Big Fatty's question, he asked what I thought of the ending of the show and who won and so forth. Well, it came down to Ross Matthews and Marissa, whatever her name is, the lady from who won the Tony Award for Hairspray. That's what it was, for Hairspray. The two of them. And I thought if the other people voted, because everyone who was kicked out of the house became part of the jury. Like there was, you know, there was no limit. They were all on the jury.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
The ending of the show. And
yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2722, I say chew, of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 3rd of July, 2018. Yo, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're gonna be catching up. Big Fatty with Mike and Joe. No, not that kind of catching up. Hello, one downers. Big Fatty, hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're one downers today, because y'all, it's a one down and 30 years to go. Big Fatty, you hope it's 30. Well, I don't know if I do or not. But anyway, y'all have had my first day of retirement. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, it was very uneventful. It was quite nice. Y'all, I gotta say, the best laid plans. Big Fatty, are you gonna be vulgar? No, I'm not. I was just going to sleep late and everything, and y'all, about 5:45 a.m. in the morning, the cellular telephonic device rang. And y'all, it was my friend, the Nip. It was the Nip. You know, I told you he was moving from the Bay Area, so nice to name it twice, down to the Laguna Beach. And he did that on for right. And y'all, so y'all, I didn't answer it, and y'all, he left a message, and I went back later and listened to the message, and y'all, it was just, he had butt dialed me, Fatty. So that woke me up, and then I kind of struggled a little bit. I did go back to sleep. I got up out of the love chamber about 8:30 a.m. in the morning, had started up my coffee. And I got the newspaper, and then, y'all, as I said, I was going to sit on my glider on the porch of the veranda of the villa and drink my coffee and read my newspaper, and y'all, I did it, stuck to my guns, yes, Big Phoenix, kind of like stuck to the bottom of your shoe, did that, and y'all. Then I did have me some brufkas, and watched a little bit of y'all. I'm recording my news program that I like to watch in the morning, and then I can watch it whenever I want to. I don't have to be up when they're on at 7 a.m. in the morning, and so then I fast forward through the ads and everything, and. And the parts that I don't want to watch. And, y'all, it had my brufkas. And, y'all, then I laid down and took a little nip-a-nap. And sure enough, I had just laid down. And, y'all, I get a FaceTime call from Dr. Stone out there. Yes, people, you're getting a lot of calls from the Southern California today. It's true, because, you know, he's down there in the San Diego, which is just south of the Laguna Beach. he was just seeing how my first day of retirement was going. And so we chatted a little bit. It's always lovely. Always lovely to have a conversation with Dr. Stone. And I then took a little nip-a-nap, it was nothing too much, but y'all, it felt good. It just felt good. And then I don't know, about about 2 p.m. in the afternoon, I decided, Big Fatty, you made a mistake. I've made a mistake, but I did it anyway. Y'all, I decided a while back that in my retirement, whenever possible, I'm going to try to do two nipple walks a day. And y'all, I was thinking about doing one this morning, and I just didn't get motivated. And y'all, I noticed that the sun had gone behind the clouds and the skies were mostly cloudy. So I said, you know, I think I'm going to get out there. And for the most part, it wasn't too bad. The humidity was high, but it's always high here in Charleston. I think everybody's having the extreme heat. Y'all, that's my bruffcus. What did I do? I went for my nipple walk, and y'all came back and took me a nice shower and cleaned all up, Big Fatty. And y'all, now I'm sitting here and I'm recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. And I think that's all I wanted to tell you about my first day. It was just I will say this, Fat Acres is a very different place. Fat Acres is not loud and rambunctious or anything, but y'all, when everybody's at work, it's a very different place around here. And it was kind of nice. It was just kind of nice. So anyway, I think I can get used to this. Life of leisure, or Big Fatty, also known as being a sloth. Yeah, because y'all, I'm going to try to catch you up on the rest of the week last week. Y'all, I think we finished Wednesday night. Wednesday night was the premiere of the Big Brother, Big Betty, y'all, that was exciting. I'm glad that it started up, and y'all, it looks like it's gonna be a fun season. Y'all, I've gotten that Sam in the hinterlands to watch the Big Brother. And y'all, I think she's enjoying it. I believe she might just be enjoying it. She's got a comment about it, it's nice to have something new on the TV machine in the summertime. You get kind of the summertime blahs on the TV machine. But Thursday, y'all, can't remember that I did much of anything. There was another retirement, a little drop in on at the coal mine, and y'all, it was 11:30 a.m. in the morning. Y'all, they had chicken wings at it, and y'all went to that. Y'all, I had probably, I don't know, three or four chicken wings and some cheese and different things like that and some fruit. And y'all, I had brought me a bagged solid to have for my lunch that day. But y'all, I didn't want to eat it. Y'all, do you find yourself in the summertime? You just think to yourself, it's too hot to eat. Big Fatty, I'm sure everyone except the old gal thinks that. And Big Ricky maybe. Y'all, by the way, Big Ricky has been eating these Hot Pockets. These Hot Pockets, y'all. I just the words coming out of my mouth give me indigestion. Yes, Big Fatty. But no judgment, Big Fatty. That's all you were doing is judging. So I didn't eat my solid on Thursday, and y'all are kind of just. It was really kind of a quiet week. And of course, the Big Brother was on again on Thursday night. And y'all, then, of course, for right it was the last day of work in the coal mine, and went in and said a few goodbyes, had to turn in my keys. I had brought in a box to put my last few little things on my desk in. Y'all, I carried the box out to old Ruby Red, and y'all had started to come back into the coal mine, and I didn't have my keys, so I couldn't get back in. Old Veda had to go open the door for me to let me back in, be ready. And so we got a kerfuffle off of that. And the coal mine, I think some people just kind of came in to say bye, Big Fatty, or to make sure I was actually leaving. It was just a quiet morning. About a little bit before 1 p.m. in the afternoon, I had decided that I was going to leave around 1 o'clock. And a few minutes before that, I just said, all right, I'm done. I figured, what are they going to do, fire me? Big Fatty. And, plus the direct deposit of the paycheck is already in the, so I'd already gotten the duckies anyway. Yes, Big Fatty. And said goodbye, and Veda got all choked up. Big Fatty, he was holding back his excitement. It's true. He said he had the beverage cart ready to serve up the celebratory drinks as I left. And I went by and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive, for a few minutes. And then I headed on back to the villa. And got back here. I was going... It's going to take me a nipper nap that afternoon. And I started getting messages on the textimoniums and a couple of phone calls and everything. Y'all never got the nipper nap in. Went for I did do my nipper walks last week, though. I've been trying to hold off until the sun was behind the trees. And it's been hot here and very humid. But at least there's been a breeze blowing. But did my nipple walk for right night, y'all? I'm sure some of you are wondering if there were tears, Big Fatty, only Veda's tears of joy, and there were not. I won't say that it's sad, but it's just kind of the change to being retired. Y'all, it's kind of exciting, but it's also kind of like, okay, you've done your part, and y'all, I've said for a while it's somebody else's turn, and that's kind of a two-edged sword there. That it's somebody else's turn, and I don't want to say put out to pasture, but y'all, I'm looking at the pasture. I think Julie said this in her little e-letter that she sent me, that your retirement is what you want to make of it, and it's your retirement, and you do what you want, and So it's an adjustment. It's an adjustment. I can remember moving from one office, not physical room, but one section of the coal mine to a different section of the coal mine. And y'all, it was emotional. It was a very emotional thing for me then. So for me to be just kissing the coal mine goodbye altogether. I'm not boohooing, but it's just gonna take some getting used to. So anyway, but on Saturday, I can't remember what I did on Saturday. I don't think I did much of anything. No, well, y'all, I did. I did fill up Ruby Red on the way home. At the Sam's Petroleum Depot, y'all, $2.29 a gallon. Big Fatty, that's pretty good. I did that, and y'all, then on Saturday night, I met Granny and Durwood and our friend Jeremy and Big Dick and John. Y'all, all of them are going to be down there at Pride 48 at the end of. By the way, don't forget Tamari. Tamari, Independence Day is the last day to get the reduced rate for the registration for Pride 48, and y'all, the block of rooms will be released, and so I don't know that you'll be able to get that $99 a night rate anymore after tomorrow. So y'all, if you're thinking about it, get off the fence. Yes, Big Fatty, get off the pot. But anyway, went out to the Dudley Do-Rights for cocktails and saw a couple of friends there and other friends there, and they were congratulating Big Fatty on his retirement and everything, and I stayed for two drinks and I did not stay for the drag show, and I just it's not something that terribly entertains me. And y'all, if I have more than a couple of drinks, I don't want to have more than a couple of drinks and then have to get home. So I was out of there. Oh, I don't know. I was there a little bit more than an hour, but not much. But enjoyed the time that we were all visiting together. Then on Sunday, y'all, I was a sloth again. Yes, Big Fatty, and watched a little bit of the sports ball. Called my mother like you do on Sunday. I had a coupon to go to Carrabba's. Y'all, do you have the Carrabba's Italian Mussolini spaghetti house? And if you bought one of these chicken dishes, then you got a free Italian Mussolini lasagna to take home for free. And so y'all, I decided I was going to take advantage of that. And y'all, it was absolutely delicious. And what was I going to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. So I've got some Italian Mussolini lasagna today. And Big Fatty, you went early, like an early bird special. It's true. I wanted to beat the crowd, and I did, y'all. Anyway, I think, and then Sunday night, of course, was the Big Brother again. And y'all, I pretty much... If I haven't covered it all by now, I don't know what I haven't covered. So y'all, we're just gonna say that catches you up on what am I trying to say? Big Fatty, we don't know. That catches you up on all of last week, and it also catches you up on the weekend. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I forgot to play the Monday morning music on... Oh, yeah, Gussie, I think I forgot to play the Monday morning music on yesterday's little show. Y'all, I'll try to do better next week. Hey, y'all, also, I've gotten in my Inform Daily Delivery e-letter, it looks like I've got a card from Julie and from the official Spambassador of the BFO. You know, that's... The Laughing Buddha, he'll be down there at Pride 48 also. And y'all, I'm going to start opening cards and packages and all on tomorrow. And I've got lots of voice letters, too. And y'all, thank you so much for all the good wishes all week long. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Archer. He'll be at Pride 48. And Archer, what are you looking forward to with the BFO?
The ending of the show.
Oh, yes, you and everybody else can't wait for episode 3000.
And leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.